درس 17 هم. لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary Unit 17 Block Construction Compel Cerebral Disturbance Disorder Dominance Equip Function Fluently Infant Indicator Interruption Instance Last Mute Mutism Neurotic Psychosis Psychotic Speech Stutter Stage Symptom Stammer Therapist Transition Usage Utter Upset
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Speech disorder. Among the speech disorders seen in children, delayed speech and stuttering are important. The human infant at birth is structurally equipped with a kind of speech organs that can produce the possible sounds. This function, like other functions, develops through learning. The child's early life is characterized by frequent crying. Which marks an important period in speech development. An indicator of speech development is an increase in the usage of words. For example, in the first 2 months, children usually use about 7 or 8 sounds, and as they grow older, more and more sounds are used in their speech. During the early stages, a child's comprehension vocabulary is greater than his speech vocabulary. It is only by the 10th month that a child starts uttering words, with a gradual increase in the usage of words, which may reach 250 by the age of 2. By the 3rd year, the child learns the rules of language construction and starts speaking in sentences. Therefore, speech delay, by a few months, need not to be taken seriously. However, if there is a considerable delay, it must be attended to immediately. Among the children that need to be taken care of are those who refuse to learn to speak at all or those affected by a psychological mutism, which may last for several months or years. These problems are serious as it is difficult for the person to learn to speak at a later stage. These problems are strong emotional disturbances. These were considered as psychotic symptoms earlier, but today they are taken to be neurotic symptoms. Emotional disturbance may appear in a child who is just learning to speak but hesitates while speaking. If the child in this stage is compelled to speak clearly and fluently, he may develop a stammer or a stutter. Therefore, today therapists look more for emotional factors for stuttering than neurological or anatomical factors. For example, forcing a naturally left-handed child to use his right hand upsets the cerebral dominance and produces stuttering. But there are instances where such transitions are made without any side effect. Stuttering refers to the interruption of the fluency of speech through blocked or repeated words and sounds. Many people stutter occasionally under specific conditions. For instance, while addressing a gathering for the first time or while facing an interview.